have nothing to worry about in life. Now, what was that last part?
Or, for life might be easy for a rich man, but it might be hard for
a poor man?
If you have a lot of peach trees, you might have a
orchard.
And if you have a lot of orange trees, you might have a
grove.
In the world, sometimes you might have poor people, and then you have some people who are
rich or well off.
What would you call the inside of a cherry or a peach?
The pit.
What kinds of peaches would you have?
One is a stone. I forgot the names of them.
Mm-hmm. And what about what would you call a peach that it's hard to get away from the seed in the middle, hard to get away from the pit, or some others might come real easy off.
Mm-hmm. One's a cling, but other than that, I don't know.
What would you call a part of an apple that you might throw away?
A core.
If you cut up some apples and dried them, you might be making
a dried apple.
Would you ever call those snits?
No.
What kinds of nuts would you have around here?
Oh, pecans, hickory nuts, black walnuts, your pecans, your Brazil nuts, and English walnuts.
A kind of fruit about as big as an apple but has a thick skin like a lemon would be a
thick skin, an orange.
Little red vegetables that are pretty peppery would be
reddish.
Round red things that grow in the garden would be
beet.
The things ketchup are made out of would be
tomatoes.
Something with a strong odor that would make tears come to your eyes.
Onions.
What kinds of vegetables might you have in your garden?
Oh, you would have beans, regular string beans, or butter beans, lima beans. You would have your tomatoes, okra. You would have collards, mustards, turnips, your rutabagas, beets, carrots, and cucumbers, kale, cabbage, corn.
What would kale be?
Kale is a fertile leaf for